Exclusive, Freedom Convoy leader, police have no intention of interfering despite communist Ottawa government. By Brecken Eftis on February 4, 2022. Freedom Convoy Canada leader and spokesman BJ Dikta told Breitbart News that he believes Ottawa police have no intention of interfering with the peaceful protests. Despite the Ottawa city leadership declaring a surge in contain strategy on protesters. The city government in Ottawa doesn't know what to do with us because the police have no intention. Despite what they're trying to say, the police have no intention of interfering, he said. The police are looking at this now as something that needs a political solution. Ottawa police officials announced Friday they would be implementing a surge and contain strategy in Ottawa's downtown neighborhoods to further protect neighborhoods, restore order and prevent unlawful activity. But Dikta believes this declaration may be fruitless. I think what you're seeing is the city councillors, which in Ottawa are primarily communists. And the only thing communists know is to get violent and double down. They can spill the rhetoric as much as they want, he said. But I don't think that we'll police services to feed those demands. Dikta told Breitbart News that the reason they will not interfere is out of a mutual respect, grounded in military veteran status and Canadian patriotism. The reason the police have been so accommodating towards us is because a lot of these truckers, they're either veterans themselves, or they come from veteran families. He explained, referencing establishment media reports that some protesters were desecrating war memorials and the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Ottawa. So, whether it was true or not, they, the truckers, were really upset to hear it. So what did they do? They went and got some shovels, shoveled a lot of the snowbanks away, cleared off the area, and cleaned it up. They found some litter and trash and they cleaned that all up. Bought a whole bunch of flowers, decorated the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He continued, and then they posted veterans that are part of the trucking convoy as protection to the war memorial, and then they started doing it by shift. So, according to the media, we are hateful to the war memorial. Describing the truckers' relationship with the police as very positive, Dikta said, they are shocked with how peaceful everything has been. There's not been any issues aside from people unaffiliated with the rally. And that's going to happen anywhere, but they haven't had any problems, he said. They are shocked at how much we've been cleaning up the city and organizing things and feeding the homeless like all that good, just being a decent human being. And that's why everybody's, you know, every night they go out dancing and people are meeting each other, forming new friendships, and the police see that, he explained. And they're like, yeah, this is not something that we're going to intervene with. We don't have any interest. There's no reason for us to escalate it. Commenting on how politicians in Ottawa, including Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who fled the city in light of the truckers coming in, have been speaking about the truckers negatively, Dikta simply said, who's more patriotic towards Canada? The right-wing truckers who served in the military, or Justin Trudeau? Somebody who has disturbing opinions about communism. You tell me who is the patriot when it comes to Canada. Overall, Dikta describes the scene in Ottawa as amazing and so much fun. The energy is fantastic. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.